This is the Mike McFeely Show on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
The last couple of days around Fargo-Moorhead have just been more energetic. And I was thinking, God, what, you know, what makes this town, what makes these towns, Fargo and Moorhead, more energetic? What brings more life? What brings more vibrancy to Fargo and Moorhead? And you know where I'm going with this. The fact that our colleges, or at least two of them, are now in session. The third, Concordia, will not be open until a little bit later. But Minnesota State University Moorhead and North Dakota State, and I don't know the status of Minnesota State Technical and Community College. I apologize for that. But the students are back. That's my point. The students are back in Fargo and Moorhead. And I like it. I love it because I think that it brings this entire region just a little more juice to the table on a daily basis. See those young people walking around our town and bringing some youthfulness to our communities. Folks, welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO. And speaking of vibrancy and youthfulness and energy, this is where I was going with my open. Let's welcome in Edna Szymanski. She is the president of my alma mater, Minnesota State University Moorhead. And I know she is as excited as I am that the students are back. The students are back. The students are back. Hello, President Edna. How are you on this wonderful Tuesday?
I'm good, thank you, Mike. And how are you today?
I'm obviously full of energy, and I'm liking it because you must feel the same way, being in higher education, being as successful as you have been in your career. You have to love to see the 18, 19, 21-year-olds, 22-year-olds, in some cases the 35-year-olds, coming back to campus and getting things going, right?
You know, I have to tell you, it's really funny. We had our convocation last Thursday, and that's when we welcome our new first-time freshmen. And it's very different than it had been years ago. It now is the bookend to commencement. And, of course, we're all there in our academic regalia, don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's part of the symbolism, and they march in between two lines of faculty who welcome them. And it's this really touching time because you can see the fear in their eyes, you know. But we have this beautiful ceremony. They even this year learned how to sing the alma mater. I find that was helpful for me. I should have had that too.
That's very good. We never had anything like this, I don't believe, back in my day.
No.
When I went to MSUM.
It's our third year of this really special ceremony, and it included this absolutely beautiful drum and singing ceremony from a Native American drum group. And it was all about welcoming them. But, you know, I had this feeling. It was like, oh, my God, the energy. All I wanted to do for the rest of the day is jump up and down and yell Happy New Year to everybody.
That's a good place in life to be, if you can be that happy and that energetic about a beginning of something like the first week or so of school is. How are things? I know that classes have started now, President Edna. The kids
call me Edna, Mike, but yeah.
Well, I'll give you your title. You've earned the title, okay? So so allow me some slack here.
All right.
How are things going the first couple of days in South Moorhead? I presume wonderfully.
They are going wonderfully. You know, the heat's a bit of an issue, and you can see that with people. But fortunately, most of the classroom buildings are air-conditioned. The dorms, well, you know. And I remember those days as a student myself.
As I do, too. I think I was on 8th floor in Neumeier, which no longer exists, of course, and being in the 8th floor
Lord,
an 8x8 room was not the most pleasant experience in the fall. But be that as it may, how are things at Moorhead State besides that?
Excellent. Students are back. Enrollment is within planned range. It's down, but, you know, it's down in a good number of the other state U's, and that's understandable around this time with the economy, and we don't know yet, you know. We're never stable until 30 day, and we don't even take a really serious reading until 10 day, and I can honestly see why, because, you know, this is Owens Hall. And you know how I can look down in the atrium and see lines of students?
Mm-hmm.
We still have lines of students.
Still enrolling.
Still enrolling.
Excellent. Where are we? I know that you said that this is not the final number, but where is MSUM in terms of students right now?
Actually, pretty much where we want to be. Right now, we're looking just under 6,300 in headcount. And what's good about that is, as you know, we've made this conversion to a student success model. And with it, we deliberately have decreased enrollment. We didn't change our admissions criteria at all. But, you know, this is this harkens back to convocation. Every student we welcome is a student who we know has the potential to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
The success is in their hands, yes. They have to do things, but we're here to help them. Right now, we refer many, many more students to our two-year partner, M-State. But the reason for that is the economy desperately needs post-secondary educated workers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have a responsibility to help students start where they're going to be most successful.
And you and I think the last time you were on my program, President Edna, talked about this some, but this is so important because, again, not to keep hearkening back to my days, but back in my day, it was, you know, you were going to a four-year college, you were going to a university, and if you washed out after a semester or a quarter or a year or two, well, so what? That's, you know, you tried it, it didn't work out, go get a job or go back to tech school. I think it's much more efficient and much more positive for the students if you start them in the right place. And
yes,
if they start off at a two-year school, maybe they advance to the university system. Maybe they start off at Moorhead State Community and Technical College, and in 2 years they decide, you know what, I want to go to MSUM. They can do that. But it seems like we're going in the correct direction now instead of throwing them all in the deep end of the pool and then seeing which ones can swim. We're taking care of ahead of time. A little bit better, I think, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, I have to tell you, we have some cool programming with M-State. We have the Up to You program, which really provides an incentive to students if they do really well. We've sort of reconfigured some of our transfer scholarship to make it easier for them to come to us and to have a scholarship when they do so.
Perfect. It's a great partnership then, which I don't think always existed either, did it?
No, and, you know, if you ever have the opportunity, you've got to talk to my colleague, President Peggy Kennedy, and she and I would even love to talk to you together, but she is absolutely wonderful, and she is the president at M-State.
Perfect. We're talking with MSUM President Edna Szymanski on the Mike McFeely Show on this Tuesday afternoon. I need to ask you, President, about President Obama's proposal to have a college rating system that he says could increase college affordability. And what I think he's talking about is having the federal government or a branch of the federal government look at colleges and universities and rate them in terms of cost, in terms of student success, in terms of all these different things, and then going from there. Your thoughts on that as a college president, is this a good idea? Can it work? Is it too much bureaucracy? What do you think?
Okay. People tend to pick at the pieces to this, but let me tell you, I absolutely believe something has to change. It is not acceptable for us to have institutions that have high percentages of students fail. It is not acceptable for the cost of public higher education or even private higher education to go up in a way that we are very quickly losing access and affordability. Our system, the Minnesota State Colleges and University System, is really grappling with this ourselves right now. We're looking at how do we reorganize so that we emphasize student success and we really work on affordability so that we don't have this constant perfect storm? And I think that's what President Obama's trying to get at. I'm not going to get into the details because all things are a work in progress. But yeah, you know, public higher education and private higher education is too important to the future of the nation for us not to take a critical examination of how well it performs.
Well, what scares me, and maybe I'm in a unique position because I get voices from all over the place calling and emailing into this program, but I guarantee you that once I let you go and I start having a discussion with my listeners about higher education, I'm going to have people call in and say, you know what? If people can't afford college, too bad. It's a free market system. If they can't afford it, then go get a job like I had to. And my response always is we as a nation, we as a state, we as a community in Fargo-Moorhead can't think that way. If there's a young person out there or a middle-aged person or an elderly person who wants a college education, don't we as a society owe it to them and to us to find a way to make it affordable to them, whether that comes in the form of lower tuition, scholarships, grants, waivers, whatever the case might be. If somebody wants an education, don't we owe it to them to find a way to get it to them? And I don't know how people cannot see it that way, and it's frustrating to me to be behind this microphone and hear anything other than that.
Well, Mike, I agree with you. I think we owe them the opportunity. But, you know, just like I told the students at Convo, I also think they have to put in their part. And can I just talk for a minute or two here?
Yes, go.
Okay. One of the things that I see every day is I have to tell you how many of our students I see who are working two or three jobs. And sooner or later, the pressure of working two or three jobs and trying to excel at school often closes in on them. But if I look at it on the other side, if we can find a way to help students to complete their degrees, and, you know, yes, they're going to have to work. Yes, they have to do something, but we can't make it unreachable. They're going to pay tax revenue, and the entire economy is going to benefit. So to me, it's a no-brainer. We have to give them the opportunity. But on the other hand, I also recognize that they, too, have to work for it. And the reason I say this is, you know, I'm the president of Minnesota State University, Moorhead. I am proud to be the president of a place where so many of our students work, and they work hard, and, you know, they're holding down two jobs, and they're making a difference in the world.
Oh, and don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that everybody should get a free education. I'm not saying that at all. If students have to work on campus, if they have to have a job or two off campus and pay for part of their education, like I did when I went to MSUM, that's fine. I'm not against a job. I'm not against hard work. It's the old building character and earning what you get. But at the same time, I don't want to see walls put up because people say, well, if a poor kid can't afford it, then too bad, that's life.
Well,
that's not a proper answer in my view.
No, and Mike, let me tell you, here's something that's going to help you with that. If we say that, there is a direct relationship between between educational level, and it's actually an inverse relationship, and the need for prisons, social services, and all sorts of things. So if we create those barriers, we're going to end up paying later anyway.
Yeah, well, thank God I worked my way through college then because I didn't want to end up in prison. I'm much happier on the outside than I would be on the inside in the big house. So,
Mike, okay. You do a great job. You really do. And I'm so proud that you're our alum.
Well, thank you. One more question for you. Your yes. last year at MSUM, you are retiring in 2014 at the end of this academic year, correct?
Absolutely. It'll be 10 months.
So your thoughts, a little bittersweet as you begin your final academic year in a long and distinguished career?
It's sort of, but I'm one of those people who always believes in looking forward to the next chapter. And I love hiking. I love nature. But most important of all, I love my husband. And I'm very much looking forward to spending more time with my husband of over 40 years.
Cool. Very good answer. And hopefully you'll consider guest hosting for Mike McFeely when I take vacation next summer. Would you think about that?
You know, I'd be honored.
That'd be great. Okay.
I'd be honored.
President Szymanski, thank you. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk again, okay?
Well, thank you, Mike.
Yep, you bet. Edna Szymanski, she's the president of MSUM.